KUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. No boundaries. Feel alive.
Where are we?
What's happening?
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2022.
Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussion, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art and science of radio.
We would love to hear your voice too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts.
Today on Radio Moon, we'll be focusing on the theme of togetherness and connection. You'll hear many different contributions from Forward House members, including poetry, personal stories, music, and more. First up, we have an excellent roundtable discussion to share with all of the members of Radio Moon on this theme of connection. Let's take a listen.
Welcome to the Radio Moon Roundtable. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm here with Ingrid, Noelle, Peter, Catherine, and Marissa. Today, we'll be having a roundtable discussion on the theme of togetherness and connection, something we've all been lacking in our lives for the last 2 years. And so we're really happy to be sitting around in the same room again, finally, at last, recording this episode of Radio Moon. So let's get into it. So first up, how do you think that COVID has affected your ability to socialize and connect to others?
It was more like I settled into the isolation. I decided that I was going to socialize via social media.
Oh.
I did a lot of Zoom contacts and meeting that way. I didn't meet with people in person. I stayed away because I was very concerned about contamination.
And do you feel like that has affected the way that you socialize now that we can be back in person a little more?
I think it makes it harder for me now to get back. It's awkward. It feels awkward socializing now.
Mm. I totally agree with you, Ingrid, about the socialization. Coming back to Ford House, being with, it increased the social anxiety too, because we were taken from it, kind of stripped from it when the COVID, and it was just like, you had nothing, you really had nowhere to go. And like every day you need to get up and to be grateful and feel like you need to be excited to look forward to something. And it kind of made you very like depressed and isolated because you couldn't go out. And literally like my walks that I did, because I needed to do that for my mental health and not to go stir crazy in the house, was to, you know, every day just at least take a walk to clear my mind and do some form of exercise that was essential for me.
COVID affected my ability to socialize because it just made me value it more because I was inside all day.
Yeah, it made you realize like what you were missing, kind of. So you were more excited to socialize when you could.
Yeah.
Cool.
I felt it was important to keep in contact with friends over the phone because we couldn't see each other, but I didn't want them to feel isolated. So I had a list of people that I would call and check up on and see how they were doing. And I think they appreciated it because they even had other friends offering my friends their phone number so I could talk to them as well. So that's how I coped with it.
Well, that's very good.
Good for you, Peter. Yeah. I feel like probably those friends really appreciated that you reached out because not everyone thought of that. Or not everyone initiated that when they were feeling so isolated. So that's awesome.
I got thrown off by the distancing. So I totally didn't socialize much.
What happened to me during COVID is that I got very into painting. So I took photos of my painting and texted them to all my friends. And that's how I was socializing. Sharing something you created is socialization.
I got more into doing girl things.
What do you mean?
Well, no, because I'm mostly very tomboyish, I guess. So I decided to play with makeup and try to apply that. And I had an experience with false eyelashes where I realized they're not supposed to be close to your eyebrows. And there was a learning curve involved. So yeah, I had some growth during the isolation.
Amazing, Ingrid. Some people have mentioned their friendships and how they stayed in touch with friends. By social media or by calling them up or texting them. How have your friendships been impacted by this COVID period? Have you guys found it hard to maintain friendships, or maybe you had solutions like some people have been mentioning around the phone calls? Did it put strains on any of those relationships?
I think the dynamics of relationships has changed from the COVID. I feel like when I was speaking to somebody, it was like Groundhog Day. Like, we were speaking about the same things all the time. And I was so getting, like, just very, like, short and irritated and frustrated. And I'm like, okay, I gotta go. But I can't take it.
Yes, thanks, Marissa. Others, how have your friendships been impacted in this time?
Well, my close friendships stayed the same. We communicated by phone. Sometimes we did face talk to see each other. Because I didn't go out much, we didn't have much physical contact. I found that my acquaintances and friendships that I wasn't particularly close with, they suffered the most because those people sort of fell off the radar. And even now that we're going out more and socializing, I'm not seeing them. So not because I'm not avoiding them or anything, they're just not around, it seems. So that seems to have suffered. But my close contacts are still close contacts.
I certainly ditched the people who said, I'm not getting a vaccine, those are dangerous. Yeah, well, you're dangerous to me. Goodbye.
That's a good point, Peter. The difference is an opinion around how the pandemic's been managed is a big deal for friendships and relationships of all kinds, right?
Well, one thing that happened is that during COVID, I have a lot of time on my hands, so I was able to make crafts for friends.
That's nice. Staying connected by offering gifts.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Did you guys make any new friends during COVID, or were there any new connections that you made that may have surprised you? Hard to make new friends in times like these, no?
Yeah.
That's something that's been hard for a lot of people. Cool.
It's kind of hard to walk up to some stranger in a mask and go, hi, would you be my friend?
It is hard.
I haven't met any new friends at all.
How does that make you guys feel?
Limited.
Pretty bad.
Limited.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But it's expected.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, considering the circumstances, people aren't really eager to want to meet you're kind of staying away from the people you know. So the people you don't know is even more risky.
100%. Is there anyone that you're looking forward to reconnecting with? Or anything that you have been looking forward to reconnecting? I mean, for me, it's been all of you guys, of course.
Photos is a way of connecting. So I look forward to that every day.
I think I'm very like family oriented. So when, you know, my parents who are, you know, getting older, couldn't, you know, touch or anything like that. And I think when we were like, it wasn't perfect, like obviously it wasn't like it how it was when we met up again together, but when we were able to be like a family and like do, let's say, like a celebration of a holiday and just be together, mm-hmm. it was just like kind of like, ah, this is nice because we haven't been doing this in like 2 years.
I didn't lose connection. I spent COVID on the phone.
Good for you. That's awesome. Stay connected.
You know, like I stayed connected with the people that I wanted to stay connected with.
Right on. You found a way.
Yeah.
Peter?
Yeah, same with me. You know, like I was calling people and staying connected with them and, you know, I just can't even think of anybody I really missed, you know. If it was important enough to call them, I did.
Just to finish up, why is human connection important?
Well, I think we're social beings,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's important for us to grow and develop as such. We need each other. We learn from each other. We depend on each other. We reflect on ourselves through each other. I think we need to be socializing with each other. That's what we do. We socialize. We don't live in isolation. We don't live in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's been very hard on us mentally the last couple of years with this isolation and social distancing and not being able to hug or touch one another.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has had, and the effect that it's going to have will be shown through the years coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because even now, like I said, I've spoken to other people who are also having difficulties reconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's important that we break past this and start to socialize in a healthy way once again.
It's our nature. It's what we need. It's what makes us tick.
I think it's what we're here for.
Connecting with each other?
Yeah, I think for me in my life, every last thing is about connecting with each other. For sure. From the minute you're born, you're looking around wondering about that.
Beautiful, Catherine. Yeah.
The ancient philosophers said you should live according to nature, and by that they didn't mean going out and hanging around with the squirrels and the moose in the forest. They meant your nature of being a social being and working with other people and making those connections.
But yeah. That's nice too, making connections with the squirrels and all that in the land too.
Totally.
Yeah, we're social beings. We can connect with everything.
Yeah. Even the squirrels.
Well, human connection is important because it helps us revitalize and grow as human beings.
Mm.
And our brain seem to react to human connection. There seems to be something going on inside the brain when it comes to human connection.
I think we also took for granted the socialization, and I think it's just when you're so like isolated and I think like you need that, the intimacy, the touch, the connection, because we all want to feel, you know, heard and seen, and we all want to feel give to another person and they're able to receive, and that kind of relationship.
Yeah, to take on what Marissa just said, there's been studies done where babies have been separated at birth from their parent and just been given the bare necessities to live.
Yeah.
And then another baby would be given love and affection. And the development as they grow, mm-hmm. the baby that doesn't get love and affection tends to be more withdrawn and more antisocial, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Whereas the child that gets love and affection is more sociable and more able to participate within with other children and everything mm-hmm. else. So there is something to be said about the need for us to be socialized and yeah. to socialize. So you got a good point.
I agree with you.
Absolutely. And you're so right, Marissa, that now we should not be taking this for granted, right? Thanks, everyone, for taking part in that roundtable today and connecting with each other. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Next up, let's listen to Janet Jackson's 1997 song, Together Again, which is a song tributed to her friend who died of AIDS-related causes, as well as dedicated to all of those lost to HIV/AIDS all over the world. Here's Janet Jackson with Together Again.
There are times when I look
And now it's time for another Radio Moon News Flash. I'm Catherine Sanders, reporting on Sesame Street with the latest Muppet story. Doctors feel that Grover could be a successful psychiatrist. He started school to study psychiatry on Tuesday of last week. He says that he finds it confusing that experimenting with taking different medications is making him wonder if he should be a psychiatrist. He says he keeps wondering if maybe it's the opposite. In fact, when we spoke to Grover, he spent 20 minutes defining same and opposite, giving many examples of each. His teacher started to wonder if the medications are actually working because he is so distracted by same and opposite. He needs to focus more on his education. Grover of Sesame Street will be taking his medications and his final exams inside an isolation chamber in order to focus. When interviewed, Grover said he just wants to be best friends with his doctors. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine. We'll be hearing more from Catherine later on in our show. Next up, here's Noelle with a poem on the theme of togetherness and connection for this month's show. Take it away, Noelle.
Hi, my name is Noelle, and I have a poem for you today. It's Togetherness, Connection. Let's Stay Together by Al Green. This song is not too old for you to remember. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. This is a good verse to keep in mind. To make a connection, you need to have a good team. This will ensure everything properly. A good connection is preferred to continuing in life. Every day you use a connection. We have to stay together if we want to survive in your everyday life. People who play together usually stay together for however long they want to be. Together forever is the saying that one usually speaks about every day. I like to be together in the group. It helps me feel better about myself. United we stand, divided we fall. Just another verse to remember.
Thanks, Noelle. Now let's take a listen to the song that Noelle referenced in that poem. This one's called Let's Stay Together by Al Green. It was released on his 1972 album, also called Let's Stay Together. This song is about the goodness of unconditional love. Let's hear it.
Times are good, bad, happy, or sad. just came to see.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's radio that's good for your mental health. That was Al Green with Let's Stay Together. Good or bad, happy or sad, indeed. Next up on our show, let's welcome Ingrid to the mic. This is a piece that Ingrid researched and wrote about emotional dependency in relationships. In this piece, Ingrid asks the question, is your relationship about togetherness or is it something else? Take it away, Ingrid.
Most people will agree that it's essential for couples to spend time together. I'll be talking about what happens when togetherness goes too far, to the other extreme of being together, which is emotional dependency. It's critical that there's no confusion between the two, togetherness and emotional dependency. Togetherness is basically a healthy way of sharing time together in doing enjoyable things and interesting things. Laughing and feeling comfortable apart and also together, enjoying separate interests, whereas emotional dependency is an unhealthy need for attachment. What is emotional dependency? Emotional dependency involves emotions, thoughts, motivations, and behaviors oriented towards seeking closeness to another person in order to achieve feelings of satisfaction, security, and recognition. It is also accompanied by a distorted belief about love, relationships, loneliness, separation, and self. To clarify this concept, I've created an imaginary non-binary couple named Tracy and Robin, who live together. Tracy thinks the world of Robin, so much so that everything in Tracy's life revolves around them. Tracy depends entirely on Robin to get all their needs met, believing their life lacks meaning without them. Tracy has certain beliefs, like they can't be happy or find security alone. Their view of the relationship is unrealistic and idealized. Rather than trying to meet their own needs, Tracy is completely dependent on Robin to get their needs met. Tracy suffers from a persistent fear of rejection and needs constant reassurance that Robin won't leave. This puts unnecessary strain on the relationship, causing Robin to feel smothered and in need of personal space. In turn, their behavior causes Tracy's already shaky self-esteem to plummet, making Tracy behave in jealous and possessive ways, much to Robin's dismay, making the distance between the two of them greater. Before the pandemic, many couples wished for more time together, while in recent years, their wish has been granted. Be careful what you wish for. For some, this time together proved to be an enriching, relationship-deepening experience. For others, this was nothing less than a special place in hell, living out one nightmarish day after another. Those of you who made it through, who made your relationship stronger and more sustainable through the forced confinement, I congratulate you. You were probably among the lucky few who shared common interests, were maturing at a similar pace, and had good communication skills. You are most likely used to use skills like empathy, active listening to show your interest in what your partner was saying to you. You are likely patient and even-tempered, or at least willing to make a genuine effort. This is truly wonderful. However, some couples' relationships are not constructed that way. When there is an excessive bond between the other person, this can cause a psychological dependence to grow. When there is asymmetry of roles, people start acting in disproportionate and inadequate ways solely to satisfy the need for affection. For example, Tracy's sister is coming to town for a day. Robin wants an intimate dinner date. Tracy decides to cancel on their sister and goes with Robin in fear of losing their love. Emotional dependency is not only unhealthy for the relationship, it causes a person to lose their independence, self-confidence, self-worth, and ultimately sense of self. If you're struggling with emotional dependence, it's important that you make a list of your strong points and learn to take care of yourself. There are many self-help books available to you. You can find them on the web or you can speak to your local health professional.
Thanks, Ingrid. Up next, we're going to be listening to Lost Together, which is the fourth album by Blue Rodeo. This album was actually a Juno Award nominee for Album of the Year. In what year, you may ask? 1993, which was quite a while ago. So let's take it back a little and listen to Lost Together by Blue Rodeo.
Strange and beautiful are the stars tonight that dance around your head. In your eyes I see that perfect world. I hope that doesn't sound too weird. And I want all the world to know that you're
together.
This just in. The famous Muppets, Bert and Ernie, are divorcing. Ernie says that he can no longer stay married to Bert because Bert put him in a psychiatric hospital 2 years ago. Bert is very sorry, but he doesn't know how to prove to Ernie that he wouldn't do it again. Ernie says he knows that, but he still doesn't feel comfortable enough to stay. They both refuse to seek professional help, but it is being implemented anyway. We will be following the rest of the story closely. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine, and welcome back. This is Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, we have our very own pop culture correspondent, Marissa, who will be telling us all about one of her favorite decades in all of history, the 1980s. And after that, we'll be listening together to some of our favorite songs from the 1980s. Take it away, Marissa.
Here are seven things that actually happened in the 1980s. Everybody was different in the 1980s. The hair, the music, the end of the disco fever. We traded our bell bottoms in for leg warmers and bop she bop to Cyndi Lauper with Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Blue Lagoon premiered on movie screens nationwide. It was a rom-com based on a classic and not at all questionable. It's about two lovers who fall in love and are stranded on an island. FYI, spoilers alert, if you don't like cousins who fall in love, you're in for a super treat. Co-starring Christopher Atkins and Brooke Shields. July 29th, 1981 was the date of Princess Diana and Prince Charles' wedding. It was watched by over 750 million people in 74 countries. A beautiful wedding, an epic romantic tale, lasted for the next 15 years, that unfortunately ended in 1996. People fighting over Cabbage Patch Kids. Yes, you heard it right here. There were Cabbage Patch Kids riots in the United States in the fall and winter of 1983, causing many people to rush to get their favorite doll. Coke tried to sell us a new Coke, and it fell flat. The people who worked for Coca-Cola in 1980 took a risk by introducing a new recipe for Coke to compete with Pepsi. Unfortunately, it did not pop off. ALF was introduced to us, a TV sitcom about based on the character ALF, aka Alien Life Form, who was transported into a garage. It took place in a middle-class suburban family with father Willie Tanner and mother Kate Tanner and their children Lynn and Brian Tanner. ALF ran for 4 years and 99 episodes. The series later turned into a TV movie. In August of 2018, Warner Brothers tried to make a reboot. Unfortunately, due to low ratings, the show fizzled. The Moscow Olympics were boycotted in 1980 to protest Russia's 1979 invasion in Afghanistan. 65 nations refused to participate, while 80 countries were sent to compete. Chicago Bears gave us the Super Shuffle. This was a song performed by Chicago Bears in 1985, and it was their only song to land on the billboards at number 40.
We are the Bears, the shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Dance.
All you music lovers might want to know the extra info that they were also nominated for a Grammy for Best R&B. They were nominated against Prince's song Kiss and didn't have a chance. We all know the hit movie White Man Can't Jump. You look at the Bears shuffles, and clearly their dancers need a Razzies Award for White Men Can't Dance. Hello, music lovers all there. We're here today on Radio Moon to ask all our fellow people here what their favorite song is from the 1980s. Do you remember the 1980s?
Do you remember that favorite song you danced to, you sing to, you made whoopee to? So now we're going to ask all of you, what is your favorite song? We're going to start with Peter. Peter, what's your favorite song from the 1980s?
I really like The Boy in the Bubble by Paul Simon from his Graceland album. Actually, I'm torn. The Graceland album had so many great songs on it, it was hard to pick. It could be either African Skies or Graceland or You Can Call Me Al. They're all fantastic songs, really.
Sounds like you're bouncing into Graceland.
Yeah, exactly, I am.
Nice. Thank you. Next, we have Nikki. Nikki, what's your favorite song from the 1980s?
Well, one of my favorite songs to dance to happens to be from the 80s, and it's I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Great, thank you. Catherine, what's your favorite song from the 1980s?
Definitely Brand New Day by Diana Ross, and it was on the Wiz.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Next, Ingrid, what's your favorite song from the 1980s?
Well, I like everything by REO Speedwagon. And my favorite song is I'm Gonna Keep On Loving You. That's the only thing I want to do. I love that song.
Thank you so much, Ingrid. Noelle, what's your favorite song from the 1980s?
My favorite song from the 1980s is Stomp by Brother Johnson.
Bianca, what's your favorite song from the 1980s?
I think my favorite song is Just Like Jesse James by Cher. Somebody's gonna win the fight, so if you're so tall, come on and prove it. Your heart is down for the count, and you know you're gonna lose it. Tonight you're gonna go down in flames, just like Jesse James.
Great. Well, my favorite song from the 1980s was My Prerogative by Bobby Brown. There has to be, yeah, Bobby Brown was pretty much, yeah, he was really good in the 1980s. So I want to thank you all so much, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Tell me why.
the way that I wanna live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my prerogative.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you. Now,
don't get me wrong, I'm really not a soup. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Sing.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Yeah.
Well, then just let me live.
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
I don't need
my own decisions.
It's my prerogative.
I can do what I want to do.
It's my prerogative.
Can you live my life?
It's my prerogative.
I'm doing it just for you.
It's my prerogative.
It's tell me.
Welcome back to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, we have Peter, who will be sharing an interview he did with one of his best friends. Let's take a listen.
Hi, I'm Peter. As this month's theme is relationships, I'm having a conversation with my friend of over 44 years, Paul. We met at a lecture series about urban anarchism, sponsored by Our Generation magazine. I brought a DC comic book that had sort of that had the anarchist as its main villain. I joined an Infinity group. It was sort of an anarchist book club. He was the other group. We hung around outside of the groups.
The lecture was by Mary Bookchin. It was in the auditorium in the hall building at the Concordia campus downtown. Bookchin was worried about the plant ecology 60 years ago and was an anti-authoritarian socialist.
He moved in with me and another friend in St. Henry, and we both ended up working in the same clothing store on St. Lawrence in 1978. I was the stock boy and he was the janitor.
Peter saved my butt. He took me in at his place when my roommates voted me off the island / apartment.
Going to work, we would take the bus, and the first one on would throw in less than the fare, and then the second one would throw in pennies before the driver could count the first payment. We were there for each other through important moments. He was my best man, and I returned the favor 18 years later, and I was his best man.
We were best men for each other at our weddings and during our marital vacations. We supported each other in good and tragic times.
A key to our friendship is Every week we have a walking adventure. One of us picks a meeting place, then shows off some interesting place or thing as a surprise. It could be a new specialty store or an interesting place. And these adventures always have space for a coffee.
We have philosophical differences. He is an emotional stoic, myself. I am an irritable misanthropist. He has a large heart for animals. Don't ask him about one of his past or present pets, as he will tell you. For him, Harry Potter. For me, Harry Sinden. For him, Go. For myself, chess. For Pete, he listens to Doc Watson. For me, Paul, Black Sabbath.
What I like about Paul is that he knows a lot about a whole bunch of different things. He seems to be a veritable mine of information.
What is my favorite facet of his personality? Let me tell you, 90.3 FM listeners, there are two facets to Peter that I like. Everyone notices that he's good-humored and good-hearted. Those are the two I like the most. We are near the end of our little chin-wag about how we admire each other. The one thing about Peter is you have to watch out for it. I keep telling him, if you say I love you, I'm going to puke.
Thank you, Peter. Up next, we have a word from our sponsor.
Hey, 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 you. It's time for the best infomercial ever. Tune into. Pay attention, pay attention. Just pay attention to this infomercial. It's everything. It's everything for you. Having trouble making friends? Just take this pill. It's called My Best Friend Tylenol. And you won't even feel lonely anymore. This pill, My Best Friend Tylenol, has been clinically tested and proven to replace friendship. Soon, you won't need to have the company of a friend because My Best Friend Tylenol will replace it all. It can! Yes, it can! Just put it on your tongue, swallow, and you will not feel like talking to anyone. And the best thing is, you don't even need to make the effort of calling our toll-free number, because we are sending it straight to your door right now. So thank you for listening. Remember to thank us, because thanks to us, people are actually manufacturing your best friend. And it's called My Best Friend Tylenol. We'll be there in just 5 minutes.
You've been listening to Radio Moon on CKUT. For more information on Radio Moon or Ford House, please visit www.fordhouse.org or call us at 514-488-9119. We'll be back with another episode on Thursday, June 16th from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll leave you today with Rainbow Connection by the fabulous Barbara Streisand featuring Kermit the Frog.
So amazing
that keeps us stargazing.
Black Rose Books invites you to our book launch event.
Confronting Canada's Past and Europe's Forgotten Revolutions.
Happening on Sunday, May 22nd, featuring the authors and editors of
Stand on Guard for Whom?
The Fire That Time.
Insatiable Hunger.
The Forgotten Revolution.
And Black Ukraine Yesterday and Today.
Join us on live stream or in person at 2 p.m.
at the Cité des Hospitalières, 251 Pine West, Corner Park.
Free tickets are available at blackroselaunch.eventbrite.ca or visit blackrosebooks.com for more information.
This event is co-presented with the Cité des Hospitaliers en Transition and CKUT-FM.
It's finally time to bring back smiles, all of them. Shy smiles, carefree smiles, ear-to-ear pearly white flashers, polite smiles, nervous smiles, knowing smiles, and kind smiles. Wearing a mask is no longer mandatory in Quebec, except on public transit, in healthcare facilities, and in the days following your isolation period if you had COVID-19. Feel free to keep wearing one if you feel the need, and do it with a smile. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Prison Radio Show is a twice-monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directly collaborative with people who are currently incarcerated. With that in mind, we would like to let you know that we have a phone line for prisoners and their outside supporters. In fact, we have two phone lines. You can call us Collect from Bordeaux Prison and Riviere des Prairies Prison by calling 514-876-3748. We also have a number for non-collect calls. That number is 438-337-8423. Feel free to call that number and leave a message for us with news to share on the show or an audio message for your loved ones inside.
Let's go. I and I carry you, cha-cha, deep down in my soul, always hold my hand in a cha-cha, never let me go. I and I walk with you, cha-cha, deep down in my soul, always hold my hand in a cha-cha, never let me go. I and I still walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the most high, no. I not left out the most high. I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left King Tafari, I not left out the most high. Here's my hand, Oja, could you walk with me? I'm alone, Oja, could you talk with me? You are the reason me not in the market. And you give me peace, now me heart all when me get rich and have three bodyguard and some big bad dog in me heart. I and I still a walk with the Savior, each and everywhere that I go. Still not left out the moment.